Welcome to the PreparedX Podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello and welcome to episode 64 of the PreparedX podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be walking you through the seven-step process that we have for engaging with PreparedX and our tabletop exercise service. It's something that we get requested for information from time to time, so we thought we'd do a podcast around this. So for those of you that don't know, we provide tabletop exercises, and there's four different main types of exercises that we provide, and they differ really just in time, 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, and 8 hours, so a full day at the 8 hour level. And we define those as Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and Delta. And we can provide more information, and certainly more information on our website if you want to look around our website at preparedx.com for that information. You will see it there. So again, more information on that on the website. But I want to walk through the steps of engaging with us, and there's about seven steps from start to finish. The first step is the contract execution. This is where we engage with the professional services agreement and a statement of work, and we iron out any of the legal aspects of the agreement. And this can take a couple of weeks. It can take less than that, depending on the lawyers on both ends of the organizations. And this can take longer in some cases, but typically a couple of weeks, this can get ironed out. And this does slow things down if you're looking to get an exercise started pretty quickly. So just bear that in mind as you start your planning process, or if you're thinking about planning that. You know, we need to get the contract executed in full before we can start work on any of the product. And then step two is the initial planning meeting. So this is where we define the objectives, or you define the objectives. We don't do that. You do that. We help you with that, certainly. But define the objectives. Have a general discussion about the scenario, and then any initial exercise planning considerations in terms of who's participating, and typically dates at this stage as well. We want to get that in the calendar as soon as possible. Step three, then we do a draft exercise outline and scenario. So that's where the team, our team at PreparedX, gets together. You know, works with typically one or two people inside your organization as the trusted agents to formulate, you know, an overview of an exercise, of a scenario. So this is typically, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end. So, you know, how the situation unfolds, how worse it gets in the middle, and then the recovery piece at the end. And so that's typically what happens during step three. And then once you're comfortable with that and the direction of the scenario, then we get down into the details, which is the scenario development, which is step four. Part of step four is putting those details together around the injects, so the multimedia, any audio visuals that get put together, and obviously all the details that go into the injects for the scenario. And again, we work with someone internally on your end to make sure we got those finer details of the scenario accurate, and this really helps with engagement with your team, and that's really important. Also, the final part of step four is a final review of the scenario and make sure we get everything signed off on before we head out and obviously get ready to deliver the exercise. And then step five is we call it the deployment readiness phase. This is really where we have all the materials prepared. We make sure we've got the handouts ready. We check technology on your end. We make sure we got connectivity if we need it. So all the logistics before we show up for game day, which is step six. So, you know, logistics really final steps, because, you know, we want to make sure that audio visuals work. We want to make sure that obviously rooms are booked, and, you know, we've got handouts ready to go to give to the participants, and you know, we've got everything plugged in and ready to go. Step six is game day. This includes setting up of the events and the venue. So we, you know, come in early in the morning or sometimes the evening before, make sure we're set up and ready to go. You know, that usually just requires, you know, plugging things in, making sure audio visuals are good to go on the day. So even though we've checked them in step five from a distance, you know, on game day, we come in with the team and plug in make sure the room is arranged and everything's ready to go. And then obviously, you know, delivery as well is part of game day. So that's the delivery of the exercise all the way through to the after action, the debrief at the end of the exercise. So that's step six. And then step seven is the post-exercise activities, which involves putting together the AAR, the after-action report. This may involve a call as well, a conference call between our team and yours to make sure that all the findings are accurate. And then that final report gets wrapped up and finalized and approved on your end and gets sent to you. And that's when you start to make the changes and improve your plans, processes, procedures, or whatever the findings may have been within the AAR. So that's it, the seven-step process that we follow when we engage, when PrepareDex engages with our customers. So contract execution, step one, initial planning meeting, two. Three is the draft exercise outline and scenario. Four is the development of the scenario and the final review. Five is the deployment readiness phase, where we get all those logistics ironed out. And step six is game day. And then finally, step seven is the after action report. So that's it. If you thought this was useful, and it's a shorter podcast today, but if you thought it was useful, please rate us on iTunes and share this and comment wherever you may be listening to it. We appreciate it. Thank you.